In a new report issued this week, the Jesuit Refugee Service, or JRS, has urged the EU to stop turning a blind eye to what it calls the atrocious treatment of migrants stranded in transit states such as Morocco and Algeria. JRS says these migrants cannot move on because they are denied access to Europe and are unable to return to their countries of origin. They are denied access to basic social rights and services, are regularly harassed by the police, and live in constant fear of being detained and deported. The author of the report is Stefan Kessel of JRS, who spoke to Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges.
Very much a situation in limbo. Both countries, Algeria and Morocco, have ratified the relevant international instruments, most notably the 1951 UN Refugee Convention, but still there are no mechanisms, no local mechanisms in place to ensure that those who need protection really get it, and that those who are vulnerable are treated accordingly. Most notably, the problem is that these persons do not have a right to work, and therefore it's very difficult for them to organize the survival, even at a most basic level.
So how are they being treated by police and people in the host country?
It is very difficult to say that in general, but most notably in Morocco, we have heard about a rising number of raids in which refugees and other migrants are simply picked up on the streets or even in their homes and are deported to the desert in the no man's land between the borders of Algeria and Morocco. And then they are left there. Some of them make it back to Morocco. Others make it to Algeria. But again, others are simply left to die. And this happens not only to men, but also to women and children.
And where do these migrants mostly come from? From what countries?
They are mostly coming from sub-Saharan African countries, Ivory Coast, Mali, Democratic Republic of the Congo, but also from West African countries like Ghana and Nigeria. Among them are also people who are victims of trafficking. So I would say that many women who are currently stuck in Morocco and Algeria are coming from countries like Nigeria and are victims of trafficking.
And can you share with us a typical sort of shocking story of what these migrants have been through that you detail in your report?
Well, it's difficult to single out one shocking story of all the stories we have heard. But perhaps one story is that migrants tried to swim from the Moroccan border to Ceuta, to the little Spanish enclavage in Morocco, together with a pregnant woman. And they were apprehended by the police, and the guy asked the police officers to not to send back the women, but they were both put again into the water, and finally they were able to reach the Moroccan beach again, but the women lost the baby.
Finally, what recommendations is JRS making, and also how are you seeking to help these migrants?
In Morocco and Algeria, it's difficult for an NGO to work because registration is quite difficult to get. Therefore, we are playing a very low level and are trying to help persons in Morocco, especially in Casablanca, with a very small project. But our recommendations, most notably with regard to the European Union institutions and the European Union member states, are that they closely look into the situation in the countries on the other side of the European borders and stop immediately all returns to these countries because there is no safety in these countries. Also, we would ask for any agreements of the EU and Morocco or Algeria on the return of migrants to include a human rights clause, effectively guaranteeing that migrants who are returned can expect the full respect of their human rights in the countries of transit.
Because right now their human rights are being violated.